So recently, I was having a very fun call with one of my pain slut pets, and I was enjoying putting him through his paces. When I said something like, "You better not come or I will," then it hit me. I will what? Just how do you punish a pain slut? Well, most pain sluts love spankings. Some even enjoy a bit of ball kicking. And even some, you know, good old-fashioned CBT. So it's not really punishment to spank a pain slut, or to bust them in the balls, or drip wax, or any of those sort of things, is it? And then, of course, there's always orgasm denial. Well, that's not really a punishment for someone who is already denied. So how do you punish a pain slut? But there's one really good way to do so, and nothing like hitting them where it hurts. That's denying them time with me. And by time, I mean attention. See, that's how you get a pain slut and make them hurt. Worse than any ball slapping, kicking, punching, waxing could ever do. I deny them emails, social media interaction, chat room interaction. But sweet pain sluts, if you get punished with denial of your mistress, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to call. You have to call and get ignored. That's how I punish a pain slut. So, next time you think you can be disobedient or cheeky in a naughty way, just imagine your days without getting a little sunshine from your mistress. Oh, that would totally fucking suck, wouldn't it? But don't worry. I know you all will be very good boys. But if you want to test me, try it. You're not going to like what happens, I promise. This is Empress Constance from IntelligentFemdom.com. And if you want to be my pain slut, or my good boy, or any other fucking thing, you can reach me at 1-800-601-7259.